Well, Evan, you fit in so nicely with this Orioles bullpen, but I'd like to take a step back, your entrance into the organization. Everyone's saying it was espionage almost, sneaking you into Baltimore. Tell us about how you got in contact with the team and how it came about that you signed your contract.
A good buddy of mine that I play with, Daniel McCutchen, who was actually in the Orioles organization last year. We were both calling each other back and forth last offseason. Hey, have you heard anything? Have you signed with the team yet? And neither one of us had heard anything yet. And he ended up signing with Texas. And he told me that he knows a guy with Baltimore that he talked to, and Brady Anderson. And he said that he can mention my name to him and maybe just put me in contact with him. And sure enough, he did. And Brady and I talked a little bit about kind of where I was at, what I was doing, how I was feeling. And it just came down to we scheduled a bullpen in Baltimore. And it just worked out because they were having their fan fest, so I was able to throw in front of Dom Chidi and Dave Wallace. And we did it in the visiting batting cages after fan fest was over for the day. And then threw a good pen, and then a few days later, we got a deal done. And went to spring training with him. It's a pretty cool story.
It is interesting in the sense that here you come to Baltimore, the entire roster's there participating in FanFest, and you're not part of the team, but yet you're the only guy over there working out.
Yeah, it was interesting. I've never been to Baltimore, and playing with the Pirates when we went there, I was injured. So you know, I didn't know the city, I didn't know where I was. You know, I walked to the ballpark from the hotel and just kind of trying to figure out where to go. And one of the clubhouse guys let me in, and I changed and threw the bullpen, and that was it. You know, and that's a pretty interesting way to do it. I've never done anything like that before, but obviously, you know, it worked out. They were great. They were, you know, it's there's a lot of. I was like, man, this is the most important bullpen I've ever thrown. You know, I'm coming to Baltimore trying to get a job, and so things worked out.
Injuries are frustrating for every player. We know that. It had to be in particular for you. Here you are, a former All-Star. So obviously you know how to get it done. You know how to get big outs. And then all of a sudden you're injured and can't be yourself. It had to be tough.
You know, a lot of players in the game go through injuries. It's just part of the game. But what you don't see is kind of the behind-the-scenes things. You know, we work so hard to get to this level, and then once you get here, you keep working to try to succeed and to do well. And when you have that, when you have success, and then you get hurt, and you're trying to fight your way back to where you were before, that's just a process. For some, it takes longer than others, depending on what their injury is. But it took me a while to get that arm strength back. It took me a while to get back to where I was. And that journey from being hurt to getting healthy again it's a long, tedious process. It's tough, and a lot of these guys on this field and in that clubhouse know what I'm talking about. But once you get back, you just kind of sit back, and it's all worth it. I can't explain to you how much it's worth it. All that work put in to get healthy again.
Your start this year, you've been phenomenal out of the bullpen, and I got to believe it's in large part because if you think about spring training, you had to make the team. You had to treat every one of those outings trying to impress the pitching coach and the manager to make sure you had a spot.
Coming into spring training, obviously you want to be in shape, ready to go. But you know, there's a difference. You know, knowing that if you're a contract guy, you sign a multi-year deal, you know you're on that team. You can use spring training to pace yourself because you know when you have to be ready. And I've been in that situation before. But with this year, I mean, I had to treat spring training as if it was the season. You know, every outing I had to go and not work on things. It had to be okay. Here's my stuff. You know, here's what I got. And it was like that for me from day one. And I was fortunate enough to have a good showing in spring and be healthy and really just have a good time. All the guys were just so great, so welcoming, so inviting. You know, some I've played against just, you know, in the past. But everyone was just awesome. It was just a good fit from the start.